Bentavach. I apologize for the delay. Okay, we are now up to Sif Tezayin. Just to recap a bit from last week, because we just need as a Hakdama for this week, is that we discussed last week that if your father commands you, a parent commands you to be over on a mitzvah in the Torah, to be over on a lav or mevatel a mitzvah, then you do not have a chiyuv of kibra ve'eim. Unless he faits the mitzvah shev shalasa de acherim, so he wants you to help him out, so you're going to lose out on going to a chasna, going to a lavaya, whatever it is, so that's fine. But if he wants you to do something that's yesh shalasa de acherim, that's going to cause you a bittul on your mitzvahs, then you're a potter from kibra ve'eim. Right. Kuchem chayavim bechroidi ani Hashem. Hashem's kavod is lamaila from the kavod of a parent, and you merely have to listen to Hashem rather than listening to your parent. Comes along Sif Tezayin. It's a tshuvas harash. Let's do the sif. It's a short sif. But zokta mechaba ha'av chesives benoi shleida beimploini. A father who commands his son not to talk with Reuven, v'shelo yimcholoi, and do not be meichel Reuven adzman kotzim until a certain time. I forbid you to be meichel him. I forbid you to talk to him. V'aben ha'yiraitzel ispais miyad, and the ben wants to make up with Reuven. He wants to be mispiased with Reuven. Lulei tzavois aviv, had it not been for the tzivui of his father, he would want to be mispiased. He wants to make friends with Reuven. Apparently there was some type of a fight, there was a problem, and the son would like to make up, to be appeased from Reuven, and the father commanded, b'shum leifin upon him, do not make up with him. Ein lo ilochosh l'tzavazi, do not have to listen to your father. It's on the heels of Sif Tezvav, hey yois, which said that if the father commands you to be over nis in the Torah, you don't have to listen to your father. So to hear, he's commanding to be over nis. What's the is he's being over? Zakta Chuvitz Arash, it's in Klal Tezvav, I say. Tarash says that it's an Issa Deraisa to hate any Yid, unless you see the person being Oiv and Avera. If you didn't see him being Oiv and Avera, it's an Issa Deraisa to hate any Yid. So therefore, if your father commands you to hate him, he's asking to do an Issa Deraisa. So Mameli is commanding to be Lav al Divrei Torah. Mameli, you don't have to listen to your father. Fine. That's one shot in the Rosh. One time. Another time, Zakta Rosh, is that he's commanding you to do an Avera. So he's an Eino Eisem Maisamcha. The father himself is not being Eisem Maisamcha. He knows he's doing something wrong. He knows that it's us in the Torah to hate somebody, and he's still asking you to hate him. So he's not an Eisem Maisamcha. He's a Rasha. But Chagavna, you don't have a Chiv to be Mechabed your father. Now, even though...
He
hurt his father. Okay, we're going to discuss such a case. Right now, the pashas we might be talking about, he didn't hurt the father, Reuven hurt the son. And the father's being mitzvah him, giving him good advice, quote unquote, good advice, not to be meichel him and, you know, teach him a lesson. So, that the Rosh says two reasons why. One is because he's being mitzvah you to be oival divrei Torah. So, that you now do. Let's if. Lysisna.
Bilvavecha.
Bilvavecha, yes.
If he knows this place in the Kabbalah,
if you tell him that you're in. That's the Rambam sheet is if you tell him you're fine. The Ramban sheet is that even if you tell him.
They know they're in
a fight. Yes, yeah, so the Rambam, the only thing, you're not scot free, because the Rambam sheet is that till you tell him you're in Lysisna. Once you tell him you're in Vavterecha Kumechan Lysikon. So Yezekah can be over something. Try is at what point, right? The Ramban holds you're in Lysisna even after you tell him. The other sheet is good. So here the Rosh holds two reasons. One is because he asked you, he's being mitzvah to be lav al divrei Torah, and the second reason is because the tzivi gufa is they know he's a meisamkan, he's a Rosh. Now, even though in Sif Yitches, which we didn't learn yet, is a machlokes rishayna, machlokes mechaber Rambah, if there's kibbut av on a Rosh, and mechaber passes there is kibbut av on a Rosh. So there you're going to have to say, look, many places can say, we'll get to it in Sif Yitches, is that. That's if he's stammer Rosh and he's asking you for a cup of coffee. But if what he's asking you gufa is an Aveira, he's asking you gufa to do a Maisa Rishis, then Lekulei Alma, even the Rambam, even the Mechaber's Moedah, that there's no Din Kibbut on such a father. Fine. That's the Tshuva. So Rosh, simple Mechaber. So simple that some Achrenim ask, what do you need the Mechaber for? We just said, if that's what, he's asking to be over the Torah, you don't listen to him. So what's the whole Chiddush of the Tzif? He's asking to be over the Sisna. So what's the... The Pella is the other way around. So what in the world is going on? In fact, the Chedush Erim, some call it the Tzvazemes. I didn't get to the bottom of it yet. Is it the Tzvazemes or Chedush Erim? There's a sefer, some printed in B'Shem the Tzvazemes, some printed in B'Shem the Chedush Erim. Anyway, B'Kitza, Zok, let's call it the Chedush Erim. The Chedush Erim asks Akasha, he says, where's Leisisna over here? Leisisna is if you hate the person. I don't hate the person. I'm friend with the person. I'm happy. I'm made up with the person. My father says I can't talk to him. My father says I can't be Michael. But I know that I don't hate him anymore. And he knows that I don't hate him anymore. I'm not sure how he knew that, how the Chedush Erim knew that he knows that I don't hate him anymore. But vice versa, he knows I don't. So everyone knows I don't hate him anymore. And at that time I would speak to him. I'd invite him to my chas and I'd do everything, if not for my father's tivoy. So where's the Leisisna? Right, which
hate him.
No, I hate him. I'm not talking to him because my father doesn't allow me to talk to him.
He thinks you hate him.
And the Chedush Erim says that he knows that I don't hate him, but I feel him. Let's say he doesn't though. But I know that I don't hate him, so I'm not able to listen to
him.
So the Tzvazem, the Chedush Erim's teretz is that you have to say Nichol and this tzivui was that the father's coming to mitzvah him to hate him. Not just not to talk to him, and not just not to be moichel him, but the father wants that he should hate him. The Rosh doesn't start off like that, but Betech Dvarov, he says, Av she tzivu listen to a father who commands to hate him, is lav kol kamine le tzavais lav al divrei Torah. Okay, you have to know if that was dafka, that was the case. But the Chedush Erim's teretz is that we're talking about where the father commanded him to hate him bedafka. Like the Rosh and the Rosh, she tzivu listen to Eloi. And the Memele, it's very good. He's being mitzavim to be lav al divrei Torah. Oh, very good. The Pell is the Shulchan Aruch. See, if this is the right teretz and it'll come out that if the father just is mitzav him, not to talk to him and not to be moichel him, but never tells him, hate him, just said, I forbid you ever to talk to him again, you never should be moichel him, or zman kotzav, but he never tells him lahed you should hate him, then you should listen to your father. He's not asking to be lav al divrei Torah. And the Mechaba is fakert. Mechaba is av shetivus v'noi, shalei dabim plaim shalim kaloi. Don't talk about anything about hating. All he's asking him to do is not to talk and not to be moichel.
I'm
not being moichel as zman kotzav. I don't hate him. You want to know if I hate him? I don't hate him anymore. You want to know the avla that he did to me away is Michael that I'm not knowing Michael, the father doesn't last. But I don't hate him. It could be very good. I'll invite him to my chasna if not for the father. So where's the hatred? Where's the loisisna? And it doesn't fit in the Lashna Machaba, to the Pella. Kedush Erim then tries to say a different pshat. That afilum dim salaim, the father doesn't be mitzavim lehedya to hate him, there's still a nisa deraisa. Why? He says like this, I don't know, it's a dry, but he says, mekivin sha'av oise shuloi kedin bezua tzava. Since the father is doing something that's not right with this tzava, doesn't explain what the not right thing is, but it seems from the Chedush Erim that the not right is that the father himself is being over leisisna or the leisikoim with such a tzava. Kilu is trying to get back at this guy, at Reuven, and therefore he's telling his son, don't speak to Reuven. So yes, the father gufa is being over in Issa with his tzava. So klapi that, the father is an eno Issa maisa amcha. That's the second shot of the Rosh, but it doesn't stem in the first. Teretz is, the Rosh, we're talking about a case maybe that even said to hate him. Mamela, the Rosh had two pshatim. The pshat is Lav al Divrei Torah, and is Eino Yisum Eizamcha. The Mechaba was only Matik, most of the Rosh. He missed out a very important thing of hating, but the Halach is still true. The Halach will be out, Eino Yisum Eizamcha.
What is the differentiation?
So it's two different halachas. Tezvav is with the father asking you to be Eivan Issa, and Tezayin is not the one where you're to be Eivan Issa. Tezayin is where the father is being Eivan Issa. The father is doing an Eino Yisum Eizamcha, he's being Eivan Leisikim Adol Leisisna by this Tava. And that would be very Gishmak.
Are you going to help your father, Samuel? You're
going to
make up the guy.
Will I make up with the guy? At least the father won't be over. Nekama, which means not talking to the guy. The father is going to do Nekama now. That I'm his, like, shliach to do his Nekama on the person not to speak to him. So I should not listen to the father, because then I'm being Mekayim his rotzen of Nekama.
He has to go talk to him.
He's not supposed to listen to the father. He doesn't have to listen to the father. He has to talk to him. He's mechuyev to talk. Why? Then it's not up to the father. It's up to me. I have no time to talk to the guy. I'm not interested in talking to the guy. All right. Because,
doesn't sound like he's allowed.
And he's about allowed to. Right.
Is he allowed?
He's allowed to. It doesn't sound like that. It sounds like Ainler Lokish. He shouldn't be listening. Then it's up to him, not because of the father. It's up to him if he has the time. And whatever it is, if he wants to be Michael, he doesn't. Are you mechuyf to be Michael's son who doesn't even have it? It's up to you to decide. The father not going to be, again, nochemol, it has nothing to do with the father. I'm not going to listen to the father. Now, you want to know, will I be Michael? That's up to me if I want to be Michael. But I'm not doing it because of the father. No, he doesn't have to do it. No, I'm telling you again, I'm not talking to him because of the father. I'm not listening to the father as if the father never said anything. Now, it's up to me if I want to be Michael. The problem is like this, Rabbi Yisrael. The problem is that it's zikr not to say the machava. The machab is putting tezayin after tezvav on the heels of tezvav. Tezvav says you're now allowed to listen to a father when he's asking to be even Issa, and on tezayin comes the tshuva for Rosh. If the machab meant a different time of Eino Issa Maisa Anko because the father of the Rosh, then the machab should have waited till Sif Yud Ches when he talks about the dinim of a Rosh, and on Sif Yud Ches he should, right after Sif Yud Ches, this should have been Sif Yud Ches. After Sif Yud Ches should have been the halacha of a father who's Eino Issa Maisa Anko. And the fact that the machab puts it here and not there, it's in the Mechaba, then the Mechaba is looking for this halacha, that the time of this halacha is because the father is being metabiyah to be oivir nisa. So this teres doesn't really work so well. Comes along the Tzvazem, well, Chedushirim, Tzvazem is and says a third pshat. He's mesupik on this, he's metzadeit, oitam, same, he ends off with the tzorchin, but yesh leima, the mikol mokam, ayidei shelo yedabi imoy, yovei lidei loisisna. You want to know if I hate the person? I don't hate the person. I love that. With Mamish sent him as mana, and Mamish was no problem. But the father told me not to speak to him. And if I'm not going to speak to him, what's going to happen tomorrow? What's going to happen the next day? Not speaking to people, you're going to end up with a shash. It might end up with a loisisna. Maybe tomorrow I'll start remembering all the things that the guy did to me. It means if I don't make up, if I don't start talking to him and develop, cultivate a friendship with the guy, is going to cause not only mitami, by me not speaking to him, who knows what he's going to do back to me, and who knows what. Pekitza, by not speaking to someone, that might cause a loisisna. Memele, you shouldn't listen to your father. And the pella of this third teretz is that where do we find that when the father's metzave you, that it might end up at a later date you'll be doing an issa or come out an issa because of the father's tzivoy, that you don't have to listen to your father's tzivoy. You know that if the father tells you not to do an issa, you don't listen to your father. We even had Paiskimo say if the father tells you to do a suffix issa, also you don't listen. But if the father tells you to do something which is 100% mutter, just might come out, it might cause bigoyer minitza later on, make a taisi, his tzivoy is not cham. Where do we find such a thing? What is it, the Ramban? It's not even the Ramban. What is it, the Ramban? It's nothing.
That he
you mean the Chedushi Arim is the Rabbanan? Who made this Harchaka? The Chukano is quoting of a Chuvah Zorosh. Chuvah Rosh is not making Harchaka. Chuvah Rosh is interpreting law. He's telling you that Hayoyis is always sister, you don't have to listen to the father. He's not making a new Takonos Chazal. So the Shaila is, where is this Issa? Okay, one sec. A lot of your rabbis, just give me time to. Alright. So you could sataina, maybe this would be psharia. Maybe the chedushim means this kufa. There's a chiddush of the Kilis Yankov, the stipler, Erchin Simon Dalid, has two rayas of a blitz chiddush in Hilchos Laisisna. And he tainis that whenever you do a maisa that could be goyrim Laisisna, that's gufa Laisisna. He has one case with a husband who's Makana Ishtoi, he's choshesh that she's a saita. Gemara handles that there's Issa Laisisna, and it's not, he's allowed to be Mekana. What's the problem? He has nothing wrong, all he's doing is giving a kinui. He has another raya. The kids, at the end of the day, his stipler comes on with this blitz chiddush that Laisisna means that the Torah doesn't want you to do any maisa that could wreck a relationship, that could cause a loisis, that could cause sinna. Memela, if the father tells you not to speak to Yena, and that might cause sinna, then that already now is loisisna. Doing something, the lo yedabi imoy, that could cause a loisisna, that's loisisna. That's a very nela. It's not a grammar, sofik. Doing any maisa that might cause sin is already a issa of the rice of loisisna. Mail is very good, Dr. Raj. By not speaking to the yana, not being meichel yana, that is a maisa of loisisna. It's an issa de rice. Mamela, the father is being mitzavi to be oivah de beitrei. The male, you don't have to listen to the father. Sorry? He doesn't say in the Chedush Rim. No, it's not saying himself. I'm saying that maybe Ulai the Chedush Rim means that, maybe he doesn't, but at least this will be a good shot over here for the Tshuva Sarosh, that you'll be over Lysisna because it might come. Alright. Another, there's a Tshuva Knesset Yecheskel Simen Lamed Hei. He also seems to be bothered by the Chedush Rim's Kasha. Where in the world is Lysisna over here? The son has no problem with the guy. What's the problem? What's the problem? It's only the father has the problem, but the kid is okay. And he comes along with a chiddush, how to touch up this whole halacha. He's saying, based on what we had last week, a riyaz, just to chazir, but the riyaz says that when into mitzvah shev shalakayim ayidei acherim, then you have to listen to your father. What happens, the whole point where your father is telling you not to go to a chasna is not because he needs your help. He just lahaches, he doesn't want you to do a mitzvah called going to a chasna. Even though it's a mitzvah, you don't have to listen to your father because he's not being oiser at saying kainai. The Torah is never mitzav you to do kibbut av when he's not being oiser at saying kainai. So Dr. Knesset Yecheskel, avada the son is not being oiser any yisah here. That is no loisisna. But why is the father telling you to do this? Because he's hoping that the sinner will stay. He's trying to perpetuate this sinner that you have with the person. And he's not doing it because he needs your help. He doesn't gain any. You're not serving him while you're not being moichel the guy. It has nothing to do. His whole reason, his whole objective here is kidei that the sinner that you should have to yana should stay on. So Kumtai, he's trying to be over its own kainai. Memela, there's no din of kibera b'chai gavna. That's how the Knesset Yecheskel learns this halacha. And the Pella is, again, this sounds like the second shot of the Rosh, where the father's not being oisa meisa amcha. So good, so you could plug in, how is he not oisa meisa amcha? Because he's kavana trying to cause you to perpetuate sinner. That's what he's trying. He's trying to bedafka go against the Torah. But the first shot of Rosh was that you are being oivenissa, and he's being mitzav you lav al devei Torah. You're not being oivenissa here. So it's nice that he got into the second shot of Rosh, but he's missing out the first shot of Rosh. And like we said, the Seder, the Machab is mashmal the first din. As being oiven mitzav oiven al devei Torah. So it's not going to work over here. Fine. So the Val, we have a pshat mitzam the stipla. I want to suggest another pshat here. What? He's not saying Gal Tzatzov. He's saying Gal Tzatzov. He's saying Gal because the father is being over to Enkai. He even quotes to Piskirios. It's because the father doing a Meiser Rishis.
That's
Halakha Tzatzov. No, but Halakha Tzatzov is that the father might be a Tzadigom. He doesn't even know that you now let her turn the light on Shabbos. He's told Olam Arit. But he's asking, do me a favor, turn on the light. So you don't have to listen to your father, because what he's asking you to do is being oivel devei Torah. Not because the father is not an oitzim aizam. The father doesn't know. He's a shaygig, he's a mut, he doesn't know. He's asking you to get him something. He doesn't know that in order to get him, you have to be oivel Shabbos to get it. He doesn't know. He's asking you to... So that's... No, it's a different halach at all. It's not a kosher again, because you have... again, you have the mechaba, all that are Rashi, Mechuv, Deki, B'Avim. All right. I want to suggest another pshat here. It's just slightly different in the Metzias, but it's Gebot on the Ramban. The pasuk says, "Loisisna tzachicha b'vavecha, chayek tzachicha samisecha, loisisa olav chait." Zokt Ramban, pshuto shel mikra. Zokt Ramban, what does it mean? Loisisna tzachicha b'vavecha. You shouldn't hate a person b'vavecha. When he does you something wrong, don't hold a grudge against him, don't hold it in your heart, but take the bull by the horns. Confront him and explain to him, Yid, you just did something that hurt me. Maybe he'll have a reason why he did it. Maybe he'll have an excuse, Dr. Ramban. Or maybe now, when you bring it to his attention, he'll realize that he tackled you, and he'll ask you for mechila. So Dr. Ramban says, like this, if you're going to hold on to the sinner and not confront him, so the sinner is going to be, it's going to yamdu yamim rabin. But if you confront the guy, maturely responds, just like, explain to me what you did, you should know you really hurt me, and explain to me why did you do it for. Maybe he had a good reason, or maybe he'll listen to Mechila like this. If he does, you'll become friends again, and the sinner will dissipate. You won't have the sin against him. So Mechila, let's see, so love chet. And so Dr. Ramban. So I believe that that's what's going on over here as well. It doesn't say in the Machabo, the Chuvah Zerach, that the son was already mispious. He already was appeased by Reuven. The son was hurt by Reuven. He was ba'avilt. He would like to approach Reuven. He calmed down a bit, and now he's ready to approach Reuven and confront him and explain to him that, you know, you hurt me. What did you do it for? So he's willing to be mispious from Reuven. He wants to confront him. Oh, maybe we have a good reason. And the father is telling him, Bishum, even I don't want you to speak to him. I don't want you to be Meichelim. So the son was not yet Meichel Reuven. The son was not yet mispious from Reuven. The son would like to be mispious from Reuven. He would like to approach him and be appeased by Reuven, to give Reuven an opportunity to explain himself. And the father's not allowing him. The father's saying, don't. Now, Kozman, that I don't approach Reuven, and Kozman, Reuven is not meichel me, or explain to me why he did such an avla to me, I'm going to hate the living, I hate him. He mamish, what appears to me, he ba'avled me terribly. So I'm going to still hate him. And the father's asking me not to approach him, kidei that this appeal shouldn't come about. So basically, he's asking me to be over alav deraisa lo sisna. He's asking me to stay in this matzav of sinna. He's not allowing me to be appeased from Reuven. So Memela Vadi, he's being mitzvah me to be lava al devei Torah. Okay, that's what should come out. So he's being, it's mamish kipshuta. Now it's very geshmak the Rosh, very geshmak the Machaba. He's asking me, what's the lashon in the Machaba? Zankavoya ben roitza lehispayas. He wants to be mispayas. He wasn't already mispayas. He wants to be appeased from Reuven. And now the father's not letting me. So the father's perpetuating my sinner. So that's leisistan. So the father's asking me to be even this address, so I don't have to live.
Why not?
So that is like Tezvav.
Why not?
Oh, it's why. Did I go back to that? Why you need the chiddush? Besides, I hear the shayla. So I was all back in the shayla. But I'm just telling you, that's not shver where the loisisna is. This is where the loisisna is. And then Mela, fine. Right, he wants to be mispayis now, and the father's not letting and saying, wait a week, wait a month, wait a year. That's also good, but that wasn't the story. The story was that even the father only wants him to wait a week, and the son is ready to do it now, every second there's another loisisna, so he's the father being mitzvah to be over loisisna. Comes along the chesed la'alofim in Kibbut Aveim, that's the Pele Yoitz, in Sifya Bey, he says, Allah, because Kibbut Aveim, he says that even in B'chai Gavne, it's case that you're not supposed to listen to your father, and you're supposed to try to be mispayis and not be over loisisna. But he said, you should do it mamish in the face of your father. You don't have to mamish do it in his face and to show that you're mamish in love with the guy and you invite him and mamish time to meet, you know, while your father trying to dance with you in the middle while you're marrying off your kid, you tell father, hold on a second, I want to dance with you. I mean, you don't do that. You don't put it in his face that you didn't listen to your father. Avada, whatever you could be mamayit to try to keep the covet of the Av, you should try to do so. There was a chuvis divre. Sorry?
The father was asking also doing a bear.
Right.
He's saying some disclosures in my sample.
Right.
Like a rush, no?
Good, so I'm saying you have both pratum and the rush.
So why can't you take something in the middle?
No, but I don't have to do it in front of my father. I don't have to show my father. Because I don't have to be the gay of my father. What do I need to do that for? I hear, maybe, I don't know. I hear the Shaila.
Did he have to say, like when a son sees a father over the toilet, he has to tell him properly,
he's supposed to do it nicely, if you could do it tachaka properly.
Before he goes to the friend, you have to first tell his father, lishak the toilet.
Some say that you have a chiv, you should try to be machiach your father. Some say that. All right, let's move on, Robert. I have a lot here tonight. There's a chuvitz minchas alaz and chelik dalet simen yud gimel. He has a story like this, that Nebuch, Reuven, chapit Shimon. Reuven chapit Shimon a lot. Shimon was having to be in a Talmud Chacham. And so much so, he made his life so miserable that Nebuch, he got sick. And Shimon told his family that the reason why I'm sick is because all the tzar and the avlis that Reuven did to me, and that's why I'm going to die young. And that's what happened. Takan, he died young. So now the shaila is, does the son... Can the son, or should the son, or either way you want to go, can the son be friends with this Reuven, even though Reuven debaveled Shimon terribly? Can the son of Shimon befriend Reuven? I don't know, Reuven can't be Michael on his father's cheshbon. Or Faket, his son not allowed to be Michael Reuven out Kibirav. So he said, the Chuvis Munkah Loza said that it's also for the son to be mispayis with Reuven. The son is now let her be appeased from Reuven. Now let her do anything with Reuven. I state the mufush alacha here fakert. Here it says that the father is asking to have a loisisna and not be medabi, may not to be meichelim. You don't listen to the father. So how come over there when Shimon told the kid not to deal with Reuven, are you supposed to listen to the father? He says fakert does a raya to him. Why? He says here the only reason why you don't listen to the father is because he's being over loisisna. He says b'chai gavni. He doesn't really explain why. He's being even away. He says b'chai gavnu, where Reuven caused such harm to the father. Yeah, Reuven was even away. So what?
So then
you're allowed to send it. Oh, the goof of the chapa.
Yeah.
Maybe he did a bidin.
Then
I don't know. So I'm just saying the Minchas says since the person Reuven was saying to your father, and not just them saying to his father, it was Ahani Maisav. He brings the right thing, Gemara, end of Hiris. If it's Ahani Maisav, then you could hold on to the Ava of your father, out Kibirav. You're supposed to hold on to the covet of your father. He says, not only are you Mukhuyif to hate him and not be misbiasim if your father tells you, but even if your father wouldn't have told you not to be misbiasim, Reuven, out keep it up, you mechuyev not to be mispayas from Reuven.
What if he was Kaddish to Allah? What was happening to the game or the fires?
If he was Mephais, then it was Mephais.
Yeah,
about it. He says, Lahedi, they told my Reuven wasn't Mephais Shimon or whatever. Fine. Sorry?
If
Reuven would have won to the Kevah to the father and been asked Mechila, then now it's good to go. Now the son would be good. But he's talking about, he didn't ask Mechila, so he still did the father an Avla, caused him Tzar, caused his Misa Mamela. The son, Alts Kibet Av, is supposed to hold on to that legacy, to hold on to the covenant of his father, that Pegia. And I don't know. You have to know Hilchos Loisisna. Interesting to know why this works. But there was a story, Manish. You see the timing of this. Thursday, I get a call from a Rav with the following Shaila. Shaila went like this. Reuven's wife was Nefteris, and Reuven remarried a second wife. And what's often the case, Nebuch, is that when you have a second wife, the children of the first wife somehow don't get along with the second wife. Somehow there's a... Usually, it's beside it, there's like certain implicit understanding. The second wife is a replacement of the mother, and Chalila, she kids not like my mother. But whatever it is, the bottom line is that a number of Reuven's children distant themselves from Reuven and his second wife. So now his children are Shnei Machanois. The Mamish have two camps. There's one camp that follows the father with his second wife, and there's one camp that doesn't follow the father with his second wife. V'ayoyim. One of the children who followed the father, who follows the father, Maisa Shehu Kahu, who follows the father, it's one thing that he follows the father because he understands that, my father has a right to remarry, but we don't realize, we never entertained that this is supposed to be a replacement of my mother, but Avada, we should get along. But he has nothing wrong with his siblings from the other side, from the other camp. So he invited his siblings for Shabbos, to hold Mishmacha for Shabbos. When the father heard about it, the father hit the roof. How you talking? You're inviting Yena to your house for Shabbos? Yena, you know what Tsar Yena is causing me? I have a daughter. This is what the father said. You know that we have a daughter who used to live by us with the second wife, and that son, that chutzpin yat, convinced my daughter to leave the house and live by them. He's not stam, they are a Russia, they're a Mesis of Mediach. They're not only going against me, they're also being Mediach, my other children against me. And you're inviting, I mitzvah you to disinvite your brother for Shabbos. That was the Shaila. So the Shaila of Rabbi Yisai is, does this child have to listen to his father or not? So, I told the Rav, I don't know. It's the truth. I don't know. Because I don't know this Minchas El Lazim. Means here, based on this Minchas El Lazim, maybe you could argue that Yimuchuyiv, I guess it's no loisisna. I'm not doing it because I hate the brother. I love the brother. And Navas is also to covet for my father. I'm supposed to stick up for his pegia that this brother baveled my father. So I'm supposed to stick up for the covet of my father. Now, for my father to hate him, I'm not sure my father, it would be like a loisisna. I didn't get this clear in the Minchas Elazar how this works. But somehow, maybe for me to stick up for the covenant of my father, I'm supposed to be sticking up for the covenant of my father.
Did you say the father is our sister?
Maybe, maybe not.
Maybe not.
I don't know. Maybe he did it. Was it rightful? Was it not rightful? Maybe the brother holds that this Rishanta, the Sigigim, and his mamish couldn't be gefällig to his sister, so therefore he convinced his sister to move out. You know, it's an unknown. Yeah, I don't know. Who's going to ever be Pesha Deshaila? So this was the Shaila. I have another Svara here, Rabbi Yisai, which also I don't know, but I have a Svara that could be Afilim Tim Tzolayim, the Minchas Elazar is right. Yitzchak right, but Afilim Tim Tzolayim, the Minchas Elazar is applicable here, that out of covet you'd be mechuyev to stick up to the Avla that he did to your father. But I would like to suggest maybe it's not mechayev you not to invite him. Why? Your brother. Why? Because we all know Kibbut Av is Mishalav Loi Mishal Ben. I don't have to give up anything for my father. I have to give up my time. But I don't have to give up what's mine. Even we're going to learn Yitzchak later on the end of the Simin, I don't have to give up a wife. I don't have to give up even someone who I believe would be my Besherta. My father says not to marry her, and I think that I should marry her. Ever. Something that's going to cost me, I don't have to. I have to give up time, and I have to give up bit of malacha. But something that's going to cost me, I don't have to give up. So my shaila is like this. We all have, or most of us have siblings. For my father to tell me to break my sibling ahava, to give up my sibling, basically, that, in essence, what he's telling me to do. Telling me not to disinvite him, but he's telling me to distance myself from my brother. Means to break apart my family, to give up a brother. In essence, that's what he's asking me to do. Am I mechuyev al tkibud av to give up a brother? Maybe this is considered like Mishal Ben, and I'm not Mechuyev, Mishal Ben, I'm Mechuyev, Mishal Av. So I told him, I don't know. That's the truth. I don't know. All right. I have no idea. It was Thursday night. The Rav called me up. I told him, I don't know. No, I told him, you go ask a different Rav. Someone else knows.
Explain to the brother that I really love you, but I just
can't
invite you. Keep the
Av. Yeah, but wait, things going to happen.
Yeah, I
know, but you might go into the stifler before that you stop inviting him. You're not going to invite him. You know, this just leads to the next thing. When it comes to the Simcha, you're not going to invite him to Simcha. When it comes, who knows what? You're going to, tomorrow the father said, don't talk to him. I don't know. It's you know, this is a slippery slope here. What's going to end up in a loisisna type of a situation. All right. Okay, let's move on. Sif Yud Zayin, there's a lot here, Rabbi Yisai, but try to go easy on the questions because I'm have to try to chap around the Sif. Echad ish ve'echad ish shoven b'kavod of a moir shal av, the aim. The chiv the raisa, two mitzvahs in the Torah, say kibra ve'em, and say moir av ve'em, is mutal say on a son, say on a daughter. Say zecharim say nekevis echad ish ve'echad ish is mechuyev in kibra ve'em. Novas, ela she'isha ein b'yod alasais. However, a woman is limited in what she's capable of doing in kibud. She mushubedes labayla, because she has other responsibilities. She has the responsibility of her husband. Her husband has to come first. Lefikach hipetura mi kibra ve'em. Therefore, a wife is potter on kibra ve'em. But oida nesua, as long as she's married, niskarsha, if she's divorced chalila, nizamla chalila, if she becomes a widow, she's no longer married, then she's chayavis in kibra ve'em. Where is this coming from? The pasuk says, ish imay ve'aviv tiro. The Gemara in Kedushin is medayik that she took a stira from Reisha L'Seifa. Starts of ish, like I say, it's not a woman. Then it ends up tiro, lashon rabbim, which means sai son, sai daughters. So, Sai son, Sai daughter, so what did it say ish for? There it is. Ish shesipik biyodoy lasais is mechuyev. Isha shen sipik biyodoy lasais, mebnesha vishus achayim alash, so if she's not mechuyev. If she's single, if she's divorced, if she's niskasha, then she has a chiv. Because when she's married, so she has vishus achayim alash, her husband's on top of her, so therefore she's potter from kibra aveim. That's why the pasuk said ish, because in the chai gavna, when she's married, only the man is mitzvah, not the wife. Comes along Toysis, and Toysis as a kasha, where's the Rishus Achayim Alei? Where do we see Rishus Achayim Alei? Where is it? So he says, are you going to tell me Maisi Adayim, that her Maisi Adayim are Meshubah to her husband? She has to work, she has to earn a certain amount of panasa. That's only Midirabbanan Ba'amo. Midiraisi, she's not Mechuyev to work. So why can't she be Mechabit her father and mother? What stops her? She'll do whatever she has to do, but she has extra time. Instead of working, she can be Mechabit her father and the mother. What's the problem? Zaktais? Taisa says it's only midrabanan. So Taisa says that the reason why is because she's mitsuya etzalavia. Sorry, she's mitsuya etzabayla v'lo etzalavia. Eino chanami, she's not mechiv and maisei daim to her husband midaraisa. But the mitzias is she's living by her husband. She's by her husband. She has to be by her husband. Taisa will explain why, and we're going to try to develop it. But she has to be living with her husband. So if she has to live with her husband, so she just practically not around by her parents. If she's not around, she doesn't have the ability to be makabra father and mother. What does Taisa mean that she has to be by her husband? So the Marei Misada, the Netziv says, is that she's mechuyavis to be in her husband's house because she's mushubedis he letashmish leishas. Seems like from the Marei Misada is because she has a chiv tashmish, so mamela she has to be around, but she has to live in the household of her husband, so she can't live by her parents. Rav Moshe, the Dibris Moshe and Simen Nun Horetes Vav takes it a step further, or many steps further. He says that she's mechuyev to be by her husband out hilchus nesuin. I'm sure Moshe's ashtekel. What's nesuin? Hachnosel rishusay. That's nesuin. That's where you do chuppah, whatever. It has to be hachnosel rishusay. So Kermoisha, Nesuin is not just the first second. Nesuin is for the entire time that she's married, she has to be Muchnas Lurshusai. So Memela, she has a Chiev Amida Oiraisa to live in his house with him, to be with him constantly, to be in his house constantly, to be in his rishus constantly. Since she always has to be in his house, that's a deraisa, so memela, practically she can't be by her parents. That's what Taisis means. The Zichron Shaul says, in the Gemara and Kedushin says it as well. The Minchas Nosen, that's Rav Einfeld, the Zayin Gesundten Shtag, in Kedushin, the end of Sin Mem Gimel, brings a raya to Rav Moshe from a Hagdomas HaTur in Eben Ezra. The tour over there, and his Agdama brings from the Ravid, I'll try to quote you over the Lashon, E'eseloi Ezek Kinegdoi. What does that mean? Ezek Kinegdoi, Shetia Miuchedes Loi, shall be designated for him, Vizel Kinegdoi. She's his. Kloima, what does that mean? Shetam Loid Esloi, shall stand by his side, Yoim Velaila, day and night. So without the lumdus and nesuin, but it's a taich of a posik. Eze kenegdoi. Kenegdoi means that she has to be by him day and night. Doesn't say she has to do anything. She just has to keep him company. She has to be by him day and night. She has to live by him. So memeila, she can't be mechaber a father or mother. So come days, let's go back to the mechaber's lashon. The mechaber says, "Ein biyod alasa she mushubedes labayla. She's mushubet to a bal. What is she mushubet?" Like this pshat, it means that she's mishubit to be by him. She's mishubit to live by him. She's mishubit to be by him. As I said, Moshe, the Ravid, all right. Comes along the Prisha in Sivkot and Chaf Hei. The Prisha says a different take on this halacha. He says, the lashon is, she mishubedes lemeleches bailo b'chol eis. She's mechuyev to do her husband's melacha. B'chol eis, constantly. Now, what does it mean? Clearly, he's talking about malacha and not just company. She's mechuyev to do his malacha. He's not talking about maisa yadayim. He's not talking about that she's mechuyev to earn a living, but rather she's mechuyev to do meleches baila, the malacha that the baal needs, what the household needs. She's mechuyev midayiraisa apparently to do the malacha that the husband needs. And as it's mashim the Pirush Mishnayis says, and chiv ale materisa covered ela masha efshe biyod alaseis. She's only mechiv what she's capable of doing. Mipnei iskei baila, because of the needs of the tzrachim of her husband. Hamuchuyavin la materisa zivug, that she's mechiv to do because of her marriage. Lefimashin is vav ksubis, like it says in the Mishnah ksubis. Which Mishnah ksubis? Where is this? So, l'chayr, what they mean to say is like the chiddush of the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua in Ksubis, Nun Testament Beis, and his Kunchus Achron over there says that when the Mishnah reckons a lot of malacha, she'isha oisa labayla, techenes ve'oifa, umchabesa, she washes, umavashelis and cooks, umanikas banon, nurses, umatzasas amita, ve'oisa betzema, the malachas that Isha does, the household malachas, look, the Pnei Yeshua, it's a deraisa. pelu dik of Yeshua. It's clear it's makhlek as Yeshayden. But Pnei Yeshua Nemzon, it's a deraisa, there's a chiv deraisa for a wife to do those things. Not Takonis Gazal. Takonis Gazal is Maisa Yadayim. We're not talking about Maisa Yadayim. We're talking about the malachas that the household needs, that the husband, he needs a shirt, he needs his clothing washed, he needs supper. Those things, she's makhlev to do midaraisa. Which mitzvah is this? Good Shaila, 1 second. Where does it come from? The Miyuchas Larashi in the Dorim Pei Aleph and Mebeis is also mashma, at least Hatzois Hamita Meziga Sakois, pouring a cup, I guess, serving him food, Urechitza Heimedaraisa. So, now where does this come from? With mitzvahs. If you're looking at Pnei Yeshua sounds like he's titling this in the mitzvah of the Torah called E'eseloi Ezer Kenegdoi. She has to be his Ezer. How is she helping me? Yeah, E'eseloi Ezer Kenegdoi. What? I'm going to make her, for him, an Ezer. So her job is to be an Ezer. What is she an Ezer? The Gemara in Yevamah says that he brings home the chitim and she processes the chitim and bakes chalas. So that's the tzivui. Her tachlis is the ezer. Memela, she's mechiv mideraisa. Didi is ezer. She's mechiv mideraisa. Now, there's a kolboy. And by the way, the Ravid Hazov on the pasuk over there, embraces Beis Yudches, plugs it into the pasuk. Ezer connected. The raisa. Mamish like the Pnei Yeshua. The melech the baisa. Yeah, good thing. Shemekai mitzvahs deraisa kesei. The Baruch Hashem. The cowboy in the beginning of Siman Ayin Gimel in the Tzedel Derech is also mashma like this. The Tzedel Derech is a Rishon Maima Aleph Klal Dalad, then the Peruch of Beis. But from him it sounds like he plugs it into maybe a different pasuk. Vel isha chukasa v'hu yimshoba. He teaches it, Hu yimsho ba la anhiga ul hadricha bedrachav, v'la says, kom aseha al piv. So he teaches it into that she has to be his Ezer. So, alright, adaya adanate. Zakta Makna, the Makna over there in Lamed Aleph and Mebeis says that that chat in Toysis Lamed and Mebeis, this place that says that she's Mukhiv to be Mitsuya Etzel Baila, is what? It's about to keep him company, to play backgammon with him. It means that she's Mukhiv to be there, take care of him. She has to do his things, wash and cook and whatever it is. That's why she has to be around her husband. That's Pshat and Toysis. All right. Lefiza, let's go back to the Mechaba. Let's touch the Mechaba Nochamol. She mushubedes labayla. Mushubedes labayla in what? In doing his malachas. Before we had the Pshat was to accompany him. No. Or to be in his rishus. No. It means that you have to be mishubedes labayla to do the malachas abayis. It's far from Pasha Drabayis that this halacha is the mufur. It's mufur and the Kama Rishonim, not like this. It's not deraisa. But Shai, if a ish is a eni nezainetz veini yaisa, is mechuyv to do these malachas or not? Machlekes rishainim. Good. It's not, if you hold that she's not mechuyv, so you see there's no chiv deraisa. Fine. Sorry?
Why is this omrei
kibra the Torah says ish, lafukin isha, because she's meshubet to husband. So once you, that's what the Torah is telling you. Since she's meshubet to husband, so memeli, she doesn't do kibra vein. That's a great sakosif. Ish, because that's ish. Correct? And the Torah is telling you this is more important. Now, the Rav Rudram. No, she married by herself. No, no, he's not Moich Bashun. He's told you, Mamish was Metaveh 7 times. I refuse that you should marry this guy. And he married anyway. Fine. Now, Ukainza, we find in Rav Rudram. God, that's not so much. We know the halakha of Agav, when the father tells the son not to marry, if the father's son has a chi to marry. Paiskim Mucha, Hayoiz, a woman is not Mechtsivam Puruvu. If a parent tells a daughter not to marry, can she be over the father's Siva and Takiya marry? Serious stuff, Rabbi Isai, serious stuff. Alright, the Abu Dram in Birkas Amitzis says like this. I just want to bring a riot to a similar thing that you see that this plays a role on a deraisa level. The Abu Dram, and it's really the Tzedel Derek and the Koba I just mentioned as well, but Abu Dram just brings it out beautifully. He says that why did the Torah part the women from all mitzvahs aseish as man grama? What was the reason? Kilo a time of the Krah. But what's the reason? Mitzvah aseish as man grama, the mechuyim. But mitzvah aseish as man grama, the Torah parted. Why? He says, because what's going to happen? Right now she has to do lulav. Right now she has to chveis, put on tefillin, whatever it is she has to put on. Right now she has to, it's a mitzvah, time is at essence. Right now she got to do it, right? And now, right now also, husband says, Hensha, do me a favor, Herna, do me a favor, I need supper right now. So what's she going to do? Cook supper or do the lulav? If she listens to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, oila mi baila. And if she listens to her husband, oila mi yitzra. So she's in between a rock and a hard place. She's a, right? What she do? So therefore, Zak Tirabayna Shalom. Hayas, we find by Saita that Kosh Baruch is willing to be Hashem Hagodel Hanichtav Bekedusha Vatayr should be Nimcha Lamayim Kedei Lahatul Shalom Beinishla Ishtoi. So to Kosh Baruch Hu tells the women, I'm Mitzvah Nangama, I'm Moichu my Kedusha, I'm Moichu my Shame, listen to your husband. Kedei that there should be shalom bayis. That is the reason why the Torah parted women from mitzvah zaseich as man grama. So you see, Rabbi Isai, that this inyan already changes the rises, not just by kibbutz avim, changes for all mitzvah zaseich as man grama because of her inyan that she's supposed to help her husband. Therefore, the Torah parted mitzvahs. All right, I would like to take it to the next level, perhaps, based on this avudrom. Let's just take apart the avudrom for a minute. Hag about the hazach chiddush. Less man the polig that the covet to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is higher than the covet to a husband, right? Kvaydi is amala mekvaydcha, right? Kulchem chayavim bekvaydi. And less man the polig that lechayir of minaseichel avud zichet said that the covet to the brain drum comes first before the covet of Adi. Even the Sheba to husband doesn't override the covet to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And yet you see that the Torah was willing to be Michael on the Rebbeinu Shalom's covet, Kedei not to cause Shalom Bayis issues. That's how Choshev in the Rebbeinu Shalom's eyes Shalom Bayis is. It's Kavaldik. It's Gogav. It's like we can't even fathom how Choshev it is. It was worthwhile. The Torah is willing to be Michael Kvaydai, Shema Gadol B'Kedusha, Kedei to cause Shalom Bayis. So now, you see that it's not because Me'ikar HaDin it's like that. It's because the Torah was a Mavata. The Kadosh Baruch Hu was a Mavata, and he was willing to be Mavata in his covet. So if that's for Shalom Bayis, so if that's the case, why can't we say that that's Gufa Pshat here too? That is, you want to know she Meshubet to Hazan? No, there's no Chiv in the Raisa. She doesn't have to do anything for Hazan, not Maisi Adayim, not keep him company, not to be Melechaz Abayis Midaraisa. But let's mind the public that it's normal for a wife to do these things. It's understood and acceptable, and not only that, it's expected that the wife should do these things, right? It's a Yishak Sheir, Oysa Ritzain Bailach, Chazal Zaytana Belio, and some Klautas, Gemara Nedarim is mashing like that, some Chavav Mabay, so she's supposed to, her tafkid is to be Oysa Ritzain Bailach. So it's understood why the Torah is saying that Bechai Gavna, I'm being Meichel on Kibir Aveim. Anybody said Kibir Aveim is all to lead to Kvayt Shemayim, to Kvayt of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem, in order not to risk Shalom Bayis, Hashem says, don't do your Kibbutz Aveim now. Why? Because in Echnam, you want to know, maybe you should be doing Kibbutz Aveim. Maybe you should not serve your husband's supper. Maybe. But what's going to happen? Oh, you love me, Bayis. It's going to cause Shalom Bayis issues. So Kosh Baruch says, you know what? Better yet, forget Kibbutz Aveim and just serve your husband. Make sure that the Shalom Bayis. Just like he threw out Kivayach, all the other mitzvahs say, just my grandma. So he added this to the list, Kibbutz Aveim as well, because it's going to be a great shter. It's going to weigh in heavily on the man. Mameli threw it out. All right, so kumtois, you don't have to say that's mamish achiv. It's just an inyan. This is what is expected for her to do. It's the norm for her to do this. Mameli HaKadosh Baruch Hu was binvat on the kibbutz aveim. So kumtois, now when you touch the mechaba mushubedes labayla, it's not mushubedes a specific achiv. It's mushubedes bayla because she has expectations, she booed them to her husband, and Memela, not to cause Shalom Bayis, therefore the Torah suspended the halakas of Kibbutz Aveim. Alright, now we're going to see a bunch of nafkaminis because of these pratim. Let's just take it to the next level. Just bear with me, and we'll see a major nafkamina. We'll give up a few shilas, geshmak shilas that the poskim have. But I just want to build it up first. There's a Pirush Mishnah that we just said. The Pirush Mishnah says, "Ein chiyav aleh mitaris hakavod ela ma she'efshe biyada lasayis mepnei iskei baila." She's only mechuyev what she's capable of doing while juggling her husband's responsibilities. It's a mevurish in the Rambam that even though she's married and even though there's a patur, but if it's efshe l'kayim shneim, to the extent it's efshe l'kayim shneim, she's still mechuyev to do Kibbutz Aveim. The Mechaba doesn't really say that 100%, but it's a mefurish of Pirush Mishnayos. It's meduik like that from the Sefer Chasidim as well. Sefer Chasidim in Shin Lamed Hei says, a father lo yitzava lebita ilases tzrochav. A father shouldn't ask his daughter to do any of the things that he needs. Kol zman sheisekes betzorchei baila. As long as she's doing her tzrochim of her husband. But he says if she's not preoccupied, then the father could ask, should ask, and she's mechuyev to do it. Aski beravein. The Chuvis Mishnah Alachas and Chelik Zayin Kufn and Gimel. Yeah, is medayik from the Lashon Mechaba like that? The Lashon Mechaba says, "Ela sheisha in biyada latsa she mishubedes labayla lefika ki p'tur megibir aveim." Is medayik lefika kilu as only cause man she mishubedes labayla, therefore she's put megibir aveim. But if she wouldn't be mishubed labayla because right now she took care of the household, then she would be mechuyev and kibir aveim. So now, here's the story, Rabbi Yisrael. Here's one shiloh that the boys can have. What happens if she already took care of the house, put the kids to sleep, served them supper, and now she would like to go to visit her parents? She wants to go. Her father needs something. She wants to help out her mother, whatever it is. And the husband tells her, you know, Hannah, I'm a little, I was looking forward to have company, spending time together, maybe schmoozing a little bit tonight, you know, whatever. So I don't want you to go. Is she mechuyev to stay home or not? She took care of the household. Household's done with. It's good to go. She doesn't have anything left to do till 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. Now she wants to leave. And the husband says, look, I want to, the husband says, look, I don't want to spend time with you. I have other things to do, but I'm afraid to be alone, home alone. So I want you to be home with me. I want you to stay home.
Not the riyas.
He's doing it for his own tzairich, but it's not melechus vayel. It's not cooking. It's not baking. It's not nursing. It's not washing. It's not laundry. None of the above. There's no melechus vayel involved.
It's not part of the Rishon.
So light Rav Moshe that she's mechuyev to stay in the house. Rishus Baila, Nesuin is constant, and the whole chefs of Nesuin is Rishus Baila. So she's mechuyev to stay home. But if you learn like the other pshatim, that, of course, by the way, I should add, Rav Moshe adds, that she's only mechuyev to stay home. It's not she's a prisoner. She's mechuyev to stay home. What's new? Avada the Gemara in Ksuba says that she's allowed to visit her parents. Ksuba Sinai, Aleph and Mabez. She's allowed to visit her parents from time to time. But let's say she did that already. She went for Don, she went for Yontov already. She did that. Just she wants to now go tonight to help her father, help her mother. And he wants her home. She's mechuyev to stay in the house. Rishus Baila Allah. So that's also part of a chiyuvim. Mashenkin, if you learn like the other pshatim, that's only her shibudim of the malachas that she has to do, then adarabba, she's not mechuyev to stay home. In fact, she's mechuyev to go to her parents. I'll keep it aveim. She doesn't have rishus baila aleha. For mele, now she's mechuyev and keep it aveim. And like my pshat, sorry? And that one of the things in the mission wasn't there. Yeah, tell it to your wife. Yeah, but that's not one of the things there. Now, like my pshat, are we going to get to it? Well, if we have time, I don't know if we can get to it. Maybe next week we'll see. But lechayra, like my pshat, it comes a third mahalach. Nishtehin, nishtehe. She's not mechuyev to listen to her husband, and she's not mechuyev to listen to her parents. She can do whatever she wants. Tahainu. There is no chiv to her husband, yet the Torah is still suspended hukas kibir aveim. Kozman, it could shter her husband. Kozman, it might kush shalom bayis. So Kozman, her husband is makbid. She doesn't have a kibir aveim. Now, she doesn't have to listen. She could run the risk of jeopardizing her shalom bayis if she wants. Not advisable, but she could run that risk. So she doesn't. She has no chiv to stay home. But at the same time, she has no chiv, kibir aveim.
She could go shopping.
She could go shopping, right? Exactly. Not stay home and not go to phone and go shopping. Well, I don't know about that, because if she goes shopping, then she messed up her husband. So I don't know. Maybe then she should be going to her father. But the kids are, it's a reassurance. She could do whatever she wants.
She has
an account of mitzvah,
she
went to no mitzvah chiyuv, she's not mechuyev to do that. It's like she's shaking a lulav. That's all right, fine. And we're going to see that Kozman, we'll see later on, there's a deek in the shach, if we get time to it tonight, we start it later. If the boys doesn't mind, if we could stay a few minutes till I get that hour, I want to chaperain here. We'll see that maybe everything you see is totally on the akpada. There's a tshuvis Rav Moshe. You know what, before I do tshuvis, let me tell you another shayla. We'll invert the shayla. What happens if her parents come to the house? They come for Shabbos. Aaron has Friday. They just come, they're hugging all the Enoch, kissing. Now they sit down. They're hungry, they need brunch. I don't know what they need. The chleis, a lapa. I don't know. They need just something, you know, just a piece of cake, a piece of cocoa, you know, some chocolate. The wife is like mammy-ish, overhead with stuff that she has to do for the house and for her husband. Husband wants his shirt ironed. And, what does she do now? Husband needs his shirt ironed. The parents would like a piece of cocoa. What do you do now? Right? So for Shetzach, we just said that her husband comes first. Whatever he needs for his trachim, he'll come first. L'chaya. That's if you go like the preacher's mahalach. If you hold like Rav Moshe, it should come out. Think for a second. This is a marvel, all right. If Rav Moshe's dinner is just, you got to stay in the house. I'm in the house. I'm giving cake and cocoa to my father. I'm in there. You need your shirt iron. That's only the rabbanan. I'm sorry. I'm dealing with the deraisa right now. I'm dealing with kibbut aveim. So you won't have a shirt for Shabbat. Really, it's shirt you wore today. Her parents came. So I'm talking about her parents came. So if her parents came, means it makes it not. Now this is wild. You have to then say al kochi. You have to say that Moshe is moida that once the Torah was mechayev, once the Torah is mechayev, that she's supposed to be eitzel bayla, that she has to be in his reshus. Then the Torah, there was an expectation, I don't know how you want to word it, but the Torah was also understood that she's supposed to listen to her husband for his needs and not start up and not risk shalom bayis, like sort of what I was trying to say, because otherwise this is like mava, right? All I have to do is stay in the house and that's it. Ad kan, and after that, now I do kibbut aveim. So where is this grace of patura of kibbut aveim for a wife? Well, I have to say that Ramesh is moida avad, that once you have to stay in the house, then you have all this chiyuvim kicked in. And I'm going to show you why you have to say it. I'm going to prove it from Moshe himself. From Moshe, Igris Moshe, and Yeridechei, Legalef, Reishon, and Hei, has a blitz chiddush, Rabbi Yisai. If you never heard this chiddush, you're going to stand. Mamish, it's like, Maisa Shoyek HaChoya, there was an event going on, a shul event, and, you know, Vecheitzach is supposed to come, all the couples are invited, the women's league and the men's league, they're all coming to this Malava Malka, and the women, Nebuch, was Toichime Yud Beis Chodesh, Hime Evlo for her parent, for her father. So she can't go to the event. And the husband tells Herna, you're coming with me. She go alone? Let me go alone to an event? I can't go alone. You're coming with me. And the way he said, you know, what should I do? There's music, there's everything there. I can't come with you. What are you talking about? Tzokr of Moshe. Hayoyz mi din aveilis, the din aveilis, the chazal masakin, is only 30 days for all craving. So why is for a father and a mother different? Why is father and mother yidbeis chedish? Al kochok, it's not mi din kurva. It's medat mi din aveilis. Because it will be midin kurva, then hagabasukot, the same kurva relationship the father has to, that the son has to a father, the father has to a son. So the father should have yud beis chodesh kulilan his son brachman alitzlan lalena, right? It's not like that. It's because of kibbut aveim. And in Ramesh, it's paid at least from his svarak. The shmak is svarak. But Maiz is mufush in the person. All the person say it's al kibbut aveim. So mameila, if it's al kibbut aveim, he says the halachi is that kibbut aveim is suspended for a husband. And not only if it's tzrachim of a husband, but even if it's the rotten of a husband, each kreiris of a tzayin baila. So any of the rotten of the husband suspends kibbut aveim. And if it suspends kibbut aveim bechayov, then koshikain is going to suspend kibbut aveim lachamoisai. So the din aveilis is kibbut aveim lachamoisai. So kremoish, if the husband wants you to come, then Rav Moshe fears eyes. However, hayoyz, I never found this gevaldike het anywhere. So therefore, I'm only giving you this het if it's mamish kandishter yushalom bayis. Ad kan Rav Moshe. So you see in Rav Moshe, that Rav Moshe took it. It wasn't just to stay in the house. Forget, she's staying in the house. No, anything that's going to cause Eisa Ritzayin Baila, Rav Moshe says, suspends Kibbut Aveim. Now this Chiddush Rav Moshe said, that he said that he never found anywhere, Baruch Hashem, the Chidah says this Chiddush. Chidah in Chaim Shal, the Chuvah, Simn Chaf Aleph, has a story like this. The Minig in Vilya, I don't know where Vilya is, but the Minig in Vilya was, Baruch Hashem, we don't have this Minig, it would be too costly, but they used to have a band, music, by Bris. Came along, they had a baby, Baruch Hashem, Kumta Simcha, a Bris, and the mother, the Yoledes, is Teichim, a Yud Beis Chodesh for her father. And now the Shaila is, should they have this band or not? So, Zakta Chaim Shol, Hayoyz Kibbut Aveim, Aveilis is only Mitam Kibbut Aveim. And Kibra Avim Lachem Maisa is Zechanab stronger than Kibra Avim Mechayim, the same type of Cheshmin or Mech without the Arichas. And the Meila, since the husband wants the band, because he has a right to be shaylit b'simchos, he has a right to have the simcha of the band by itself. Like the meaning is to have a, his bris shouldn't have a band. Everyone's bris has a band. Memela zokt the Chaim Shaul that she could have the band and she could come to the bris. Then he says, anyway, maybe she could come to the bris. I'll submit to Shabbat. Anyway, okay, that's a side question. Now, what is the Chaim Shaul talking about? The Chayra, the shayla shouldn't have been to have the band. Have the band, but then don't go to the bris. Teretz, if she would be able to go to her bris, the husband won't have the band, because the husband wants her by the bris. So kumtois, what's on the line now is that the husband should have his wife by the bris. And for that was predicated the oleta. So you see in the Chaim Shaul, now, there's no chiv, less man the bog, there's no chiv, there is anywhere that the wife has to go to a bris. Even if the husband wants, there's no such chiv in the Torah. Not like the Reb Moshe, not like the priest, there's no such chiv. Yet, because the husband wants her by the bris and wants the music, he wants both. He wants her with the music, she's allowed to go to the bris because of her husband's shibud overrides kibbut av ve'ein. Alright, so comes out gevaldik, gevaldik. Now I just want to one more rabbi sign, and we'll sign with this. As you look in the Shach says over here, Dim ein baila makbid, but if a husband is not makbid, a husband says, Gezintai, it's kvalda kibirav, you're doing, go to your father, then chayev is b'chaldava she'efshe k'mayish, then she's mechuyiv in kibiravim, because there's only suspension, cause man the husband's makbid. If the husband's not makbid, then she doesn't have to go. And that's why Paskin, many paiskin, or Kashuk, many paiskin follow the Shach. And that's a mitzah chinuch. The chinuch at the end of mitzah lamed gimel, kibiravim, he feels like his darka b'kaydish, noyeg is b'chol mokum b'chol zman, b'scharam uvenikavis, kol zman she'ef shalahen, whenever they're capable, climb it. What does that mean? B'chol eis shalo yimnu eisen b'alein. As long as the husbands don't stop them, they have a mitzah kibiravim. It means it's not a patur, it's a dichui. Kozman, if the husband says gizegeg is in the height, then you have to go. Now, it's mashu from the Shach that the whole thing is totally on his kapeda. If he's makbid, she doesn't go. If he's not makbid, she does go. It's not just on what she's meshubit to her baal. Now, Moshe in that tshuva makes the same dik. I mean, it spells out beautifully. So the Shach doesn't say if he's meichel on her shibud. If that would be, that if it's only talking about the things that she's meshubit, then he should say, if he's meichel on the shibud. The Shach just said, if he's makbid, and that everything's totally on his akpada. If he's makbid, she can't go. If he's not makbid, she does go. Everything's totally nakpada. So the Kumtais Rabbi says, let's just tie the knots. Go back to the Pishma Mishnah. When the Pishma Mishnah says that she's mechuyev to do kibud, if it doesn't stir her chiyuvim to husband because of the zivug, l'chayro, it's not meduktik mitzad ma'she'ef shalasa. I'll explain. If the husband's not makbid, then she could do it even if she's still mechuyev and shibudei habayis. It's like she shouldn't make supper tonight. And the husband says, you know, Tati needs you, go and help your father. I'll figure it out, I'll make supper myself. Then she's meshubit, she's mechuyev to God's kibud avei. So it's not, even if she's giving up shibudim to her husband. And if he is makbid, then he could be makbid on stuff that's even that she's not mechuyev in chiyuvei habayis, in melechas habayis. If he's makbid, come along with me. He's makbid, I want you to be by the bris with music, whatever he's makbid on. So it's not totally on chiyuvei habayis and that. It's just totally on if he's makbid or not makbid. So you have to say the reason why Pesach Mishnah said whether she could juggle both or not is because he's saying the normal situation. Because if she can't juggle both, the husband will be makbid. And if she could juggle both, then the husband won't be makbid. Everything's totally on the kapeid of the husband. And it's mafush like that in the chinuk. Because when the chinuk says it, he says, look at his lashon. He says, calls man she'efshel lehen, whatever they're capable of doing. Claim it. What does it mean they're capable? They're only capable b'chol eis at any time shelo yimnu eis ha'baleid. When the husbands aren't makbid. Means whenever the husband's makbid, in other words, they're not capable. They're only capable when the husband's not makbid. But if the husband's not makbid for anything, whatever it is, even if it's on things that they're not mechuyev to do, as long as the husband is makbid, then they suspended, the Torah suspended kibud avim. It's everything is totally on his kibbeda. If he is makbid, there's no kibud avim, and if he's not makbid, then he is kibud avim. Alright, Rabbi, so there's a lot more. We're going to have to lean that the next week.
For other shiurim by Rabbi Kahan, or for additional information, please contact Besdin Meisharim at 732-905-3388. Thank you.